What is the Buddha? They're being asked by people. In other words, if I am asked by people, what is a Buddha? I will answer an icicle forms in fire, complete beyond your speculations. So in the Brooklyn record, the number 41st, it says, I read a little bit in the beginning, where right and wrong are mixed, even the sages cannot know when going against and with, vertically and horizontally, even the Buddhas cannot know. This is a Buddha nature, you know, completely. That is called Buddha temporarily. Okay? But no, even a Buddha doesn't know, because if you say Buddha knows, immediately that Buddha is that which you catch it in your hand. So called wonderful divinity. Watching somewhere. No, it's not real Buddha. Real Buddha is exactly within you, within your life, which is alive. Okay? That is temporary, we say Buddha. But that Buddha is very quiet, nothing appears in your territory, but it's there. Okay? That is so called reality. Reality you live in every day. So your reality is really vast. You can learn lots of things. So, one who is a man detached from the world, who transcends convention, reveals the abilities of a great man who stands out from the crowd. He walks on thin ice. Thin ice runs on a sword's edge. Just like, you know, that is a literary expression. Do you understand? He is like the unicorn's horn, like a lotus flower in fire. This is the point we are, anyway, seeking for so-called spiritual life. This is exactly. So, anyway, then the dialogue, a simple dialogue, has lots of meaning, these lots of suggestions for us. Very interesting. Okay. So now in Buddhism in the United States, you know, developing so much, I appreciate and so much. But what is a real Buddhism? What is it? What is the teaching of Buddhism? Enlightenment, nirvana, reincarnation, lots of stuff there. For what? You are seeking, studying this one. Lots of questions. Don't you think so? Finally, you are confused. You don't know why are you studying. Why are you practicing Zazen? Well, not necessarily Buddhism, you know. Why are you studying Christianity? Why are you practicing Christianity? How much do you understand God? How much you understand what you don't understand about God? Nothing. Finally, nothing. Don't you think so? So finally, everyone screams. Even though you say, I am Christian, wonderful Christian, I don't believe you. Completely, that names become blur. I am Zen priest. I don't trust myself. I don't believe myself. Are you sure? No. But I have to move toward that Buddhistic way of life, right in the middle of the screen. That's all we have to do.